We are an Ayin Daled Amud Beis, and the Gemara has just explained that there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether a Shemeris Yavam, there are three shitas. A woman that her husband died, she's waiting for Yibum. The Bekiva said she's not his wife, she can't be made for Nadarim. Easiest of the three shitas, no Hafaras Nadarim, she's not his wife. Arusa gets Gila. Shemeris Yavam doesn't. That means obviously she's not his wife. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, and therefore Rabbi Kiva is the easiest one to understand. Comes along Rabbi Shua, he's the second easiest to understand, and he says it depends if there's one Yavam or more. If there's one Yavam, the fact that the Torah made her beholden to him, if that's the correct English word, that she has to wait for his decision whether he's going to marry her or give her chalitza, so that created a connection, that's the word we're going to use, and therefore he can be made for Nadar. And strong enough to be made for Nadarim. But if it's two, since you don't know who she's connected to, because ultimately only one is going to marry her, so who's going to be made for Nadarim? Therefore, nobody is connected to her strongly enough to be made for Nadarim. That's the way the Rush explained it. If you're not connected to one, you're not strongly connected to any. That's the Rush's Svara. The Reb Lezer said that she is, even if there's two, one can be made for Nadarim. And the Gemara wanted to know, who? So the Gemara answered first that he made a Maimer. He made a Maimer, that means he designated himself, and it goes like Beis Shammai, that Maimer creates a biblical relationship, and therefore he can be made for the Nadarim. He's a husband. He's considered a husband. The Gemara then answered a second Teretz, and the Gemara answered a second Teretz that you don't need Maimer. The very fact that he has an obligation to feed her is enough to that she makes the Nadarim according to his mind, al das him, and therefore he has the right of Afara. We mentioned again the same Machloikis Rishayim we mentioned last week. The Ramban derives from here that if a woman makes a Neder al das somebody, he gets a right of Afara. It's a Chiddush of the Ramban, but it's a L'chaira, logical consequence of this halacha. It's not her husband. She's not married to him yet, but it's al daitai. And the Gemara is saying that's enough for him to be made for the Nadarim all by himself. And the Rad argues, and he says, Tyra gave in Zeres HaKasim that husbands can be made for the Nadarim. It has to be a husband. So he says, since it's a quote-unquote marital relationship, so it goes under the category of husband once it reaches the level that she makes it al daitai. She would make it on Das, a stranger, without making it a condition, then, of course, he can't be made for Nadarim. And if it's a condition, it's not that he's made for. Sad as it never was a Neder. It's not a Hafara. Hafara is a husband's name, Dr. Ran. No stranger can be made for Nadarim. I, over here, it says, on Das, since they are in a marital relationship, so when the marital relationship reaches the point that she makes it on Das, then it's considered a husband. That is the way the Ran explains it. It's meaning that the Das only helps within the framework of marriage. And an Aris that reaches the point that he's feeding her, or a Shemeris Yavam, according to Eliezer, that reaches the point that he's feeding her, and that point, that marital, broad term marital relationship, reaches a point that Al Das makes a difference and it can be made with the Dara. But any stranger that doesn't enter into the sugya of marriage has no right of Afara. Yes. That's included in her mind is that she expects her husband either to agree or not agree to the netter. And it's not a Tanai, but she didn't speak out a Tanai. But in her mind, it's like a Tanai, which means that Tyra gave him the right to cancel. Let me explain it again.
Only him.
That's the right. Again, the Ramban learns from here that if she said Al Das, it doesn't make a difference who she said Al Das, he gets the right of canceling it. It's like a Tanai. And that's what the Ramban learns from here. You don't have to be a husband. If she says Al Das, Pliny can be made for it.
But this has to be...
let me explain finish. That's Ramban. Ramban disagrees. He says Afar is a property of husbands. But the Chiddush here is that anybody that enters into, quote-unquote, the larger domain of marital relationship, once it gets to the point that he's feeding her, it becomes enough that the Torah would let Hafara by that person who's feeding her.
But yes? Can it be that she, like,
das. It's all das. Could she do this even before? Meaning, it's going to work once she finds that husband to be.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm trying to explain. She made the nether. She's making a nether now and saying, you know what? When I find that husband be...
No, you can't be my mate for that. No.
No, it's going to come to be that my nether I'm not making now, since he's going to be feeding me, I'm going to let him be...
Is she a Naira? Is she under her father's control?
She is...
I want to know what the case is. Yeah. You're writing a case. You have to write the case.
She is just under father's control, yes.
Okay, so then he hears about it. He's made for the Nadar. No future husband's involved. There is no husband. When Bezen calls him in and makes him feed. Bezen calls him in at a certain point, and that's the Gemara in Yavamos, I believe, and says to him, it's time to put up or whatever.
Yeah, no
kidding.
This is
Rabbi Ezra Shita, right? Rabbi Ezra, I want to be careful. No, everybody holds he has to be there. It doesn't make a difference, they hold. He's still a young one, he's not a husband. The one left town, there's only one left, so Bezen makes him feed her. Rabbi Kahn was very disturbed by that yesterday.
Which part?
That the guy left town should get away with it. Only the one that's here would make him feed.
I spoke about that thing yesterday.
No. To the guy who's next to you.
No, I spoke about it.
Okay, it makes no difference. As a video, fine. I'm wonderful. I hope you spoke about Yavam in the video. Yes. Zug to Gemara. Now, we had two terutz at the end of the day. If he made a mimer, according to Beis Shammai, according to one shita, we had two answers in how to learn our Mishnah. One was to say he made a mimer, and mimer works according to Beis Shammai. And by the way, Rabbi Eliezer was a member of Beis Shammai, so it's not shocking that he would hold like Beis Shammai. It is where he grew up and lived. He was in Beis Shammai. So therefore, mimer is kind of kinyan gummer, and the one that made the mimer is considered married. The second deterrence was that you hold mimer is not kind of kinyan gummer, but if he's not, it just works. Litchay's bitzara, we're not getting involved in that now, but he's talking about he has to feed her. And according to that deterrence, it doesn't have to be talking about mimer. The one who said the deterrence of mimer was Rav Ami. Okay? Because it's important to remember that for the next piece of Gemara. The man, the Amira, the Tzadik, the Malach, who said that the Tzadik, Gemara is talking about Sha'asa B'Maimer, is Rav Ami speaking. So to Gemara, we are in Ayin Zawar Amit Beis.
Yeah, but what's the Maimer? Meaning, you go through the whole process of having Maimer, right? Everybody uses that, is that correct? But once the Yavam falls, you're falling, you don't need to have a ceremony. Why is Maimer done?
So again, according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds it's a rabbinic takana to make if a guy wants, to make a two-step process in Yibum. You don't want a guy to go from 0 to 100. You don't want the guy to go from not having no relationship to her to have the closest relationship to her. So we created a rabbinic kedushin that puts them together. And it has rabbinic consequences. Other people, other brothers, shouldn't get involved now. They already watched this guy do mimer. Stay away. However, they can mess it up, but they shouldn't. And for that mimer, if he changes his mind, he can give a get. A rabbinic get that reverts it back to pre-mimer stage. We're not learning Yavamos now.
It's hard to believe that because...
Why is it hard to believe? That's what Rabbanan did.
There's a mission and condition that says
here we go,
one of
yes.
the ways you can...
Okay, so the Gemara says in Kedusha. So very good. That's why we learned Gemara. And the Gemara in Yud Beis and Beis in Kedusha says Rav Mangir Amanda Kadosh Mabia. Rav gave Malchus to somebody that was Mekadosh Mabia. And Rav Yud Beis and Beis. Now there's two shittas there. One shita says only Bishukav on the Zat. But Rav Mangir Amanda Kadosh Mabia. That means Chazal felt that even though biblically it works, stay away from that. You don't go from 0 to 100. There you can even say that first he knew her, he got engaged to her, they developed a relationship. Yibum, man, the guy died, brother is involved. He could have no shaychus to her. And the first way thing he does is live with her. The Chazal offered you, you don't have to take advantage of it. You can ignore it. You can go straight to Bia. But if you, they created a rabbinic introduction. That's Beis Hill. Beis Shammai, two shittas in Beis Shammai. The first shita in Beis Shammai, the one Rav Ami learned, is that Mimer's an other path. You can marry your Yavama. You can do marriage biblically to your Yavama. And you're married to her. That's an other path that the Torah allowed for an other path to Yibum. Instead of living with her, marry her. And you become her husband or her Aris, whatever it is. That's Bishamah. The other Shita Bishamah was, no, it's not another path. It only does partially. But we're not here learning Yibumus now, so we're not going to get involved. Something about right the Tanya Nami Yochi. I'm an Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, about 11 flying. Tanya Nami Yochi Kurab Ami. We're going to prove Rav Ami's teretz of Mimer. That Rabbi Eliezer is talking about you made a Mimer, which only works in one of the understandings of Beis Shammai. But that's one of the understandings. So it's a Raya to Rav Ami. Shemeris Yavam, this is a Brisa. Shemeris Yavam, Ben Yavam Mecha, Ben Shnei Yavamim. Whether it is one or two, Rabbi Eliezer I'm a Yafer, Rabbi Shu I'm a Lechad V'Loy Lishnayim. Only one, not two. Rabbi Kiva I'm a Loy Lechad V'Loy Lishnayim. This is the repetition of our Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Ma Isha Shein Lechay Lichvach Lichavah L'Rtusay. Marach, a woman that you have no connection to her before she comes into your Rishos. Misha Bas L'Rtusay Nigmar Loy. When she comes to your Rishos, right, when you can be made for Nedarim, meaning before Kedushin, you had no contact with her. Yeah, when you do Kedushin, you have a contact with her. And you can be made for Nedarim. Regular lady. If that works, so, right. A woman that has a chelik before she comes into your Rishos, which the Gemara is going to explain what it means is, that he made Mimer. She had Zika before Mimer. You had a connection to her before she did Mimer, right? So for sure, when you did Mimer, you should have the same rights as you had with a regular lady. Because again, this is the Raya to Rav Ami. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about was Mimer. So Rabbi Eliezer says to the Rabbanan, I don't get you. A regular woman you have no contact with halachically. Yet when you do Kedushin, you get rights of Aparas Nadara. A Yavama you have some contact with halachically, called Zika. And now you did Mimer. So isn't Mimer stronger than a regular Kedushin? Now that works if you hold Mimer words from a Deraisa. That he's saying, you see, Kedushin gives you rights of Aparas Nadara. So the Yavama Kedushin should for sure give you rights of Aparas Nadara. It's a beautiful Kavachimer. If you hold Mimer as a deraisa, that's what the Raya to Rav Ami is. So Isha Shiesh Lechein Lekach Leitaver Lechusay, you have a bond with her before you did Mimer, Shabbat Lechusay, the Dinsha Tigmaloi. That was Rabbi Eliezer's Kalvachaymer. Let's do Darash. Zog Darash, Tanya Kavasa Rav Ami, the Mepharish time of the Mishamai, Shasa Ba Mimer. He's Mekadesh, a woman. He had no chelik there beforehand. Now he can be made for the door. He's a boss for the son. Nigmar Eloi, the Hofer in the realm of Via. He can be made for the door together with that. Yevemta tries to cook a like item shasuba mimer. Ain't it in Shiyavraba after mimer? So that's what he has as Kavachimer, and that's the proof to Rabami. Zakta Gemara Amalei Rav Akiva, the Brisa continues. Im Amrit Bisha Shekanu La'atzmai Kein She'en L'Chelik Ba Kach En La'Cherim Chelik Ba. The reason by a woman that you acquire is because nobody had any relationship with her. You took a single woman, unbound to anybody, again, unbound in any marital way to anybody, and you created a bond, therefore you can be made for Nedarim. He doesn't view Maimer being kaina. So to him, it's Zika. She has Zika to multiples. Why should any one have more bright than the other?
He doesn't hold Maimer
as a deraisa. If you don't hold Maimer as a deraisa, Rabbi Eliezer's Kal v'chaimer floats flat on its face. And he doesn't hold Maimer as a deraisa. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Akiva, the Verecha, b'shnei yevamim. I get you by shnei yevamim, because I also hold Maimer as not a deraisa. But what do you do with one yavam? Isn't there Zika? Amalei Klum Chalaknu Ayavam Mechad v'shnei yevamim. Did we make any difference between one and two? Bein shasim v'maimer, bein shalo yasim v'maimer. Did we make a difference between maimer and not maimer? Shai devarim kein nedarim. Just like other things, she's not a husband through Zika, so he's not a husband for as far as the darim either. And the Gemara is going to explain what he means is, does she get skilim, she's mizana? And Arusa does. Does she get it? So don't compare Zika to Arusa. Forget about one, two, maimer, no maimer, I don't care. Is she going to get skila? Answer is no. So then don't tell me she's an Arusa.
So is it
to
be a kiva?
Yes. Kolashin azeh amr ben azai. This was Ben Azai's reaction to this conversation. Chazal alecha ben azai. Woe to you, Ben Azai. I don't know if he says a better translation, art scroll, than woe.
Pity.
What? Pity?
Pity on you.
Pity on you, to himself. So I shemashta Rebbe Akiva. That you did not serve Rebbe Akiva. You should have learned more from Rebbe Akiva. When he heard this Rebbe Akiva thing, he said, ah, I wish I would have learned more from Rebbe Akiva. Very interesting. Because Ben Azai married Rebbe Akiva's daughter. The question is, did he ever marry her? Didn't he marry her? It's a machlokes in Gemara. But the bottom line, he was Mekadesh Rebbe Akiva's daughter. And then he divorced her.
You may have said
the past right. Excuse me. Anyway, again, this is speculative. I don't like to speculate. We know this. We let others do all the speculation. I don't. I try not to. If I do, please correct me. I should never speculate. I don't know. But it's just interesting. Rabbi Azai, who was so close to Akiva, still complained that I didn't learn enough from Akiva. Shemashta doesn't mean necessarily that I didn't bring him to water. Or I didn't do that, which is included, but it doesn't mean that. The Gemara Rashi and Bracha says Shimush Tamid HaChachamim means learning Gemara. Because in those days Gemara wasn't written. How did you get Gemara? You hung around the Talmud Chacham and you heard him how he answered Shat the Mishnayas. You learned Gemara. So Shimush Tamid HaChachamim was a way of acquiring Gemara. So then as I said, a pity on me that I didn't do more of that. Zuk Darash, Shar Dvarim Kein Nedarim. Kamai the Lashar Dvarim Le Nigmara. So as far as the Dvarim, Nami Le Nigmara. The Kamim Mefarish, my Shar Dvarim, and I cheated. And I said, Shar Dvarim is the punishment. Chavol Alecha Ben Azai. Har B'chavol B'hefsid Yesh B'davar. There's a lot of pity and loss. She Talmud Vasek Ben Azai, that a good Talmud like Ben Azai, L'shimish Adam Gadlik Rebbe Akiva, didn't spend enough time with Rebbe Akiva. Fekta Gemara, my time to come us in Rebbe.
So we're saying, according to that, there's Maimer. Is it written in the Torah, Maimer?
According to Beis Shammai, if it's a deraisa, it better be written in the Torah.
What I'm trying to ask is, where can I ask?
See, again, learn your Vamas, Dachlamet Aleph, for the whole sugya of Maimer, going to Beis Shammai, and you'll see. Why are we talking now? Do you want to know what the source of Maimer is? Obviously, Beis Hillel holds there's no such source.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking.
So that's obviously Beis Shammai holds there is a source. Nothing happens on its own.
I'm just trying to...
You want to know Sugya Yavamas? That's what you're asking me. Can I please teach you the Sugya Yavamas while we're sitting here in the text of the dark? I have no recollection. I didn't even bother looking it up. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Schutz remembers. I personally think it's in the word L'kachaloy L'isha, but I'm not sure. The Yivam Yavin Lo L'kachaloy L'isha, I think it might be from there, but I don't remember clearly.
You can always write down
the
whole day
and
look it up.
That's right. It's in the Sugya Yivam Islama, Mamad Alef, around there. Whole Sugya Maimer. It's even schwerer according to the other Mandi Amar that says Maimer is like partial, enough to chase away her sister, but not enough to create any lasting bond between the two. That's even a harder one to say that's the rights. And that's a Machlokes Rishayim. Some learn that's only Drabonim. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus over there in Yavam. Fred, the Gemara, my time to give us the Drabonim. What was the Raya to Drabonim? Now, first, the Gemara gives the simple one. With the 20 Beishas of a Mimer, Beishalas of a Mimer. Since Rabbi Kiva responds with the word Mimer, that means obviously Rabbi Eliezer was differentiating. And Rabbi Kiva was saying, no difference. That means he obviously must have heard Rabbi Eliezer talking about Mimer.
No difference.
Whether you did a Mimer or not did a Mimer. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. So from those words we see that Rabbi Eliezer was going with a Mimer. Inami, and that's the Raya I brought. Mereisha, the 20 Mishin Nichnas of Rishusay Nigmer Loi. It said he had a contact before, and then it came in afterwards. That means that what was the contact before, and what was the end coming in afterwards? Mimer. I pointed out that raya when we learned it. The Gemara uses it at the second raya. My nigmar loy, tipshabinah, kshasabah mimer. Razak derash, the tani bay shasabah mimer, mechlal the shemina leilu rabbi yezer, the iri bishasabah mimer. Mishenich nesilur shusay, the Mishabas and Rishusai Akar Shakwai Yesh Lechelik by Hainu Maimer. Frank the Gemara, my Kishar Nadarim, Rarim Kay Nadarim. When Rabbi Kiva said, Nadarim are no different than other things. Now I cheated, I told you what the Mishab was, but the Gemara doesn't know yet. Amarava Achitami, Iyatam Vaidim Sheikh Hayav and Skila Kanara Marasa. Don't you agree that a Yavama Shemeris Yavam is not Chayav Skila? Doesn't that show that the relationship is not so deep? The words in the Mishnah seem to say that. Because Rabbi Kiva said, Ein Yavama Gumura Leisha, she's not as complete to her husband, Shem Sharusa Gumura Leisha. So Gumura, what does Gumura mean? It's not as connected, which means the Einish is not the same. That's what he's saying. The words seem to indicate that. That the connection is not so strong. Why is it not so strong? Because you see, the punishment is different. Dr. Mishnah Weiter.
But having the punishment different, is that, you know, going from 0 to 10, either it's all or none. Is it possible to say the punishment is different? You're right, but it's not zero that you can't do hafara.
Again, Rabbi Yehuda Meshua came to him and says, isn't Zika like an Arusa? And Rabbi Kiva said to him, you think it is? Why is there no skila? That means it's not the same. Therefore, the burden of proof is on you to show me that it makes a difference for Nadar. Everything's possible, but you got to prove it.
To have Hafara be a Doraisa.
Well, Hafara is Doraisa. We're dealing with a woman makes an eder, she's chayav a carbon if she violates it. She's chayav malchus if she violates it. We're dealing with heavy-duty derisas. So Rabbi Shua is saying a husband can nullify it. A yavam can nullify it. There's one. But Rabbi Kiva, I don't see how you can do that. I don't see how you can compare the two. Well, one is skila, one is not. Yes?
Yeah, I would simply point out that the true meaning would seem to be deeper than rather certain. That's what happened right now, because Rabbi Yeshua was perfectly well aware of this.
Yes. Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua must have had an answer, right?
Well, he had his reason.
Exactly. And the Gemara doesn't go into it, and neither does the Rishayim that I saw, so I'm going to leave it, and I'll let the people that like to speculate make it up.
I am in complete agreement.
Right. I don't know. I can think of reasons, but I didn't see anybody say a reason, so I'll make it up. What?
I can think of my bit also, but I don't see my name on the page.
Exactly. There's a reason for why I'm not on the page. So I guess the same reason applies to you. Zag the Mishnah. Haimele Ishtai, Kohan Adarim Shetaduru Mikara Chavi Mimokam Ploini, Harehen Kayamim. A person says to a woman, listen, lady, any Nadarim you make while I'm gone out of town, I now validate them. Layamaklum. Yeah, Ishtai. Ishtai means married. He tells his wife, any neder you make while I'm out of town, going out of town for 5 weeks, again, I just made up that number, any neder you make during those times, it should be valid. Lo yamar klum. Over here, there's a machlokes rishonim. Why? Let's finish the Mishnah first, I think, before we go into the machlokes rishonim, and we will visit again with Rav Eliezer Mimetz, your favorite reason. Right. Harayim ufarin. Whatever he wants to cancel them, nullify them. Rav Eliezer, I'm a mufer, but Chachamim ain't a mufer. Now, we brought this Mishnah in earlier to prove that you don't have to hear the netter. And Rabbi Eliezer said you can cancel Nadarim before they were made. Forget about hearing them. And the Chachamim Aymrim, the Chachamim say, Lo'ayinu Mufer. Now, before we move on, we asked this question, oh, you didn't hear the netter? And the Gemara answered, no, because both of them seemed to agree that's not a problem. The problem is the netter wasn't made yet. So the Gemara said, he said, L'chishamana. It should kick in when I hear about it. So we're not going to get involved in that now. We did get involved in before, but at this point we're interested, can a person be made for an editor that didn't exist yet? That's the shaila of this Mishnah. Whether he has to hear about it later or not is secondary now. The question now is, can I put into place a hafara when the netter didn't exist? There's no netter yet. Forget about that, I didn't hear it. It doesn't exist in the world. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Im hafer nedarim shabol l'klal iser, lo yafer nedarim shabol l'klal iser. If I can nullify a netter that exists, shouldn't I be able to block one from existing? What is more? Is healing more or prevention more? Isn't an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure? If I can cure nedarim, and I'm using an analogy, shouldn't I be able to prevent nedarim? Isn't it easier to prevent than to cure? If the Torah gave me a power to take an existing netter and kill it, so shouldn't I be able to kill it before it comes into existence? That's Rabbi Eliezer's logic. He logically claims you should be able to do it. So they answered him, I'm Rulai, you're beautiful. But the Torah says, Harai me'isha yikimena v'ishi yifarena. The Torah compares the two. The Torah makes a heckish between the two. The husband validates, the husband nullifies. To tell me, Eshebol l'klal hekebol l'klal hafer, the ones you can validate, you can cancel. Loibol l'klal hekebol l'klal hafer. The Torah is saying you can't cancel what you can't validate. You have a wonderful Svara, Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, the Gemara is going to say to Rabbanan, are you in the Svara? At the end of the day, it comes back to Xeris HaKasuf, as we will go through the Gemara, Mirch Hashem. But basically, the Rabbanan is saying, we can't deal with Svara here. The Torah compared the two. The Torah says every nether has to have two possibilities. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. If you can't validate, then you can't cancel. Logic is great, but the Torah said not that way. Rabbanan has to use logic. And Rabbanan is saying, not here. Yes, Dr.
Yes. In the end, you have to come up with there's a cause of, because otherwise you've got an antinomy with the idea that a woman has all of her, in her mind, has all of her vows subject to the approval of her husband, and she has been told absolutely that it's one side or the other. He disapproves of them, or he approves of them. So that question is no longer there. So
I have no idea what you just said, because I have no idea why a woman has to be aware of anything.
You have said before, in this year, in that seat, that when a woman makes an netter,
Adaz Bailey Nadar.
Exactly.
But that, again, that doesn't mean she knows halacha. She just knows that I have in mind that this has nothing to do with her knowledge of halacha.
Right. But she knows the Das Baila.
Correct.
And so therefore, if she knows Das Baila is that they are disapproved, she knows that it does not stand, and so that is no longer a doubt, and vice versa. It's an antinomy to the idea that it has to be done at the time of hearing, so you have to come up with Gezeres
HaKasuf. Well, I'll go with Gezeres HaKasuf. That's what the Torah said.
No,
the Torah made Gezeres HaKasuf.
No, I'm saying you have to come up with something which is beyond logic. And the two which come to mind right now are
Well, it's not a halacha l'maaseh machine. It's all gzeirah.
I was not saying that it was.
Yeah. Again, I hear your taina. I want to think about it, but now let's just move on. I hear your taina. I ain't kayam l'amr klum zokter rush to the breach as well. That would like kiyum betos. Now, this is the Rush Hashita. And there's going to be another sheet in a moment. The Rush is saying the reason you can't be Mekayim and before it happens, why not? Be Mekayim before it happens. Just like you can be Mekayim. According to the Mandi, both agree. You can't be Mekayim and before it happens. Why not? Dr. Rush, because it's a mistake. No man really means to say he's Mekayim. The Rush says it's a total logical thing. When a person tells his wife, I'm Mekayim all the Nadarim you make, he doesn't mean what he says. The Mishnah, Harehin Kayam, I'm Liam Reklum. I just started the Mishnah. The Darash Ke Debrishis Leo, Davalekim Betos, Pishesh Nadarim Slayachvait. So the Rush says this is a logical thing. Nobody means what he says when he's Mekayim all the Darim. Doesn't mean it. And that's why it doesn't work. Interesting, according to the Rush, let's take this Rush before we go to the other Shittah. The Rush seems to be saying, based on that logic, that people don't mean what they say when they're Mekayim all the Darim. So therefore, it can't mean that he can be Mekayim before. That's why the Rabbana come along and say, if it can't mean Kiyam, the Torah doesn't give you a right of Afara. It's a very big Kiddush, because the Torah never said you can't be Mekayim. You can't be Mekayim because you don't mean it. Theoretically, if a husband would mean it, the Torah never said he can't do it. But the Rush is saying, no husband in his right mind would ever give a blank check to his wife. It's like giving her a credit card. You're lost. It's over. Right? Same thing here. No husband in his right mind gives his wife a blank check on the door. And therefore, the Torah doesn't recognize such a kiyum. That's what the Rush is saying. It's built on a logic, because once it's built on a logic, the next question can be, and what if you have a husband that's willing to give his wife a blank check? Dr. Rush, he's a shaita. Because no husband, he doesn't say those words, no husband gives his wife a blank check in the door. And therefore, it's not kiyum, it's toss, it's a mistake.
Is this similar, I mean, I'm surprised no one asked it, but Dever Shlomo Yolo?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dever Shlomo Yolo.
What's got to do with Dever Shlomo Yolo?
It's not here, you can't, it doesn't mean he doesn't have the kavana, doesn't have the thought process that, you know,
Yeah, it has nothing to do with this. Nobody's making a kinyan.
I can't have kinyan, so that's not here.
Not a kinyan.
Same type of logic I was saying. I spoke about it yesterday. And also.
Okay, again. I tell you what. Okay. Let me read the next line and make you happy, maybe. I didn't learn the way you learned, but let's learn the next line. Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, perish a different time. Kan oitam achar. Now, I'm going to go, I have on the side called Agos v'tziyunim, because it's necessary to understand the Rush to add those words. Im shamanu shiyakayim the darm shabachol l'chlau iser, yakayim oisam shaloi bo l'chlau iser. That means it's a kal v'chaymer. It's a logic. You have a right to be Mekayim something that exists. How can you approve of something that doesn't exist? Rabbi Kohn will say, you can't approve something that doesn't exist because it's like all the Olam. That's what he would like to say. If that makes you happy, I'll go with it. Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz saying, you don't need to say because his Hakama doesn't mean anything. He can mean it 100%. But it doesn't exist yet. You can't validate a non-existing thing. That's Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz's reason of why you can't validate. Dr. Rush, I don't like this. Miu Trichamanu Latamarish. I think you need the first reason. Because the Rabbana would agree to the Kal V'chaymer by Hafara. They would agree that you can cancel, if without Xeris HaKasav, the Rabbana would agree that if you can cancel something that exists, you can cancel before it exists. That means existence is not necessary for what you do in the Nedarim. Because if existence were necessary, why do the Rabbanan have to agree to the Kal V'chaymer? Again, Rabbi Eliezer made a Kal V'chaymer. If you can cancel something that exists, for sure you can cancel something that doesn't exist. Right? And Rabbanan responded, Zeres HaKasav HaKamat HaFara. Now, if this Kal V'chaymer is a valid Kal V'chaymer, So that same Kal Vachomer can be used by Hakama. If you can validate something that exists, for sure you can validate something that doesn't exist. And they don't make this Kal Vachomer, must be that the Kal Vachomer Rabbanan don't agree to. And therefore there must be another reason that Hakama doesn't work. And that is because it's a toss. Now, Dr. Rush, Mio, Trichin Anu Latam Harish, Rabbanan Kami did the Darm the Asid, Shleibo Leklau Hekim, Leibo Leklau Hefer. Umanalu the Rabbanan did the Darm Shalasid, Shleibo Leklau Hekim. How did he know that as a fact? Dala Ami Kabachimer, Ela Karkim Shabak Maitit Matas. They don't hold it a Kabachimer. So again, if they hold, the Kabachimer is there. They don't say the Kabachimer because of the Hekish. But the Hekish is built on a knowledge that Akama doesn't work. If you make the Kal Vachomer, make the Kal Vachomer completely. The answer is, they can't make the Kal Vachomer because people don't mean the Hakama. That's why the Rush disagrees. The Karanaira points out, and I thought somebody would say it, that there's a difference. To validate something that doesn't exist is much more difficult than to prevent something that doesn't exist. You can't make that same Kal Vachomer. If I can validate something that exists, for sure I can validate it before it exists. Who says? I can cancel something before it exists, but it's prevention. Validation is not prevention. Maybe only after it exists. So he says, the Kachin Rebbe Lezer Mitz we can live with. It could be that the Kal Vachomer doesn't work for Hakama. Because you validate something that exists doesn't mean you can validate it before it exists. Mashenkin Hafara, if you can nullify it, you can prevent it. So therefore, he says, the Rush seems to think that the Kal Vachomer would work. And therefore, he says, obviously, this Kal Vachomer is not the reason of the Rabbanan. Because if it were the reason, then we got a problem. The answer is, because you don't mean what you say. So the bottom line is, there's two reasons of why Hakama doesn't work. According to Blasemi Mitz is, because it doesn't exist in the world yet, so I can't do it. And according to the Rush is, because nobody means what they say when they're making, if they're normal.
But that's
Hafar
also?
No, only by Hakama. Hafar is Exeris Hakasa, Ishti in command of Ishti in Ferena. The Torah said you can't be made for what you can't be Micaiah.
That's just the same thing, right?
No, it means you don't go by Kal Vachomer because Xeris HaKasev is there. People mean, the Rosh said this earlier in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, people mean to nullify all the Dorim. That's not against logic. Hakama for all the Dorim, no normal person does. People take away the credit card. They don't give a credit card without any control.
If they're linked, then you...
That's what Rabbanu say. It's linked. Rabbi Ezra says, I use logic. He doesn't use the link. That's the Machlokes.
That's where he can
correct. Correct. Now, the next block will be spent on the following Shiloh. And because of the Shiloh, we will travel far and wide through Chas. Ibai Elohuf. The Rabbi Ezra, Mechu Cholin Ubetelin, Aydumu Lecholin Klau. When a person nullifies a netter, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he can nullify a netter before it happens. Does it mean it's never chau? Or does it mean it's chau and immediately gets nullified? What is the mechanism? He's saying, I'm being made for my wife's nadarim that she's going to make in the next 4 weeks. Is it shot that when she makes the netter, it doesn't stand? Or is it shot it kicks in for a split second and gets canceled because the cancellation is waiting there to kill it? Fact the Gemara Lamai Nafkamina. Dr. Nafkamina Kagan. The Itvus Achwina Bahide Nidra. Now, how that technically works, we'll see in a second in the Rush, in a few minutes. Somebody else said, same for me. Now, if the netter never started, nobody can say same for me. If the netter kicks in for a second, somebody can say same for me. Now, the problem is, by the time he says same for me, the netter is gone. That's the Rush's problem. But theoretically, the Rush is going to give one answer. Let's just give one answer. That he said beforehand, whatever this woman does, I want the same. And she went and made a netter. And a split second later, the husband's afara was the Iron Dome. It killed the netter. But he had said, I want to do whatever the woman does. And she did it. Now, if it's never chow, she never did it. If it's chow and then got canceled, she did do it. So he stuck with the netter. He didn't say, I want to be like her ultimately. He said, I want the same thing she wants. She wanted a netter. So he now has a netter. Or she never had a netter. That's the nafka mina. Now the Rosh is going to deal with the technicality. If it gets canceled right away, how can a guy be typhus in something that does, it's not there yet? That's going to be the Rosh. We'll worry about it when we get to the Rosh. But that's the Gemara Shaib. If it was chal, so then you can have something to grab to. There's nothing there. My. That's the Shaila the Gemara is going to deal with in the next block.
But
the husband's
the one that's being the inquiry, right? How does that help the second party? It doesn't. No, even if you're whole, meaning if you, no matter how you look at it, even if it's not there.
He said, I want what the lady has. The lady never had anything.
Oh, the question is, isn't that like the shadow of for a split second?
Again, you're getting involved. I said the Rosh is going to deal with the technicality. Here you go again. Let's leave the Rosh a chance.
One condition that the Blazer Mitz talks about it also?
No, he doesn't. That we have, I don't have it. Dr. Rosh. On the Amid Aleph. Mechu chayli ubetayli. Oysim the darm shahafra kwaili ishtai. Kishinadra oysim. Chalu, when she makes it, it's chau. Then it's batlu the altar, and it becomes batlu immediately. Oyle chayli chau. Or it's not chau at all. The itvus achwine badei nidra. Don't you amra hareini nizira. The amar ech shama echad barav vani betaych de nibur. Me also. When he the batlu the altar, the hainu b'gdeish yukhul ha-ba'u loy mermufer lechi. B'tayach zeh amar vani. So the Rosh in the first tarot is a chiddush. It gets canceled after the amount of time that it says that a husband can say, I am mefer. Whatever the amount of time it takes for a husband to say, I am mefer, the hafare kicks in after that amount of time. So let's say, for argument's sake, that it takes 1.4 seconds for the husband to say, I am mefer. So that netter worked for 1.4 seconds. And during that 1.4 seconds, the other guy said, me also. He said it in 1 second. And for the husband to say, I am mefer, takes 1.4 seconds. So when it's chal for the immediate, it doesn't get canceled at a millionth of a second later. It gets canceled after the amount of time it takes the husband to say, I am mefer. It's as if I am mefer is waiting in the air, and as soon as she says the netter, I am mefer is being said. And the netter is mufer at the end of that amount of time. So there's still time for the guy to say, me, also.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about this?
If you want to wait, somebody's talking here, yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Heard about it half hour.
He doesn't have to hear about it. He said before he left town, I'm being made for all the nedarim you will make. According to Eliezer, it works. Zok the Rosh, according to one side of the Shaila, it works after the amount of time to say I am made for as if he were there. Yes, Harvey.
I think you just answered my question. The Rosh is saying that any prospective Mayfair here, it's like you are doing it as if you were present in that moment. You cannot prospectively do it. The Rosh is just placing you at the moment that she says something.
Correct. You're placing yourself by saying all the nedarim you make when I go out of town should be mufer. You're placing yourself at that location at that time.
Well, who says? Where does the Rosh get this from?
Because that, he's explaining the Shaila. I agree, this is a very difficult explanation. The question was, when a person, Rabbi Eliezer said, a person can cancel the nedarim of his wife before he leaves town for the duration of his trip. Now, the Gemara has two sides. One is that it's canceled before it begins, and one is it's chal for a while and then it gets canceled. So the Rosh is trying to figure out, what is that while? Right? What does that mean? It's chal for a while, and then the hafara zooms in like the Iron Dome on a missile. What is that amount of time?
So what's the logic of it's chol for a while? What is the logic there?
Meaning,
that I could, if I were, if I had been there, I would do it.
I would putting be into there place,
if I could.
I am putting into place remotely. That's the word. I am putting into place that I don't have to do any action at the time. My action is waiting to kick in on its own. In an era,
my virtual self will be there to negate what you say.
Exactly. That's sad. Now, the Rush is going to change his mind and give a second shot in a second, but this is his first shot. I just want to finish his second shot. Zogdei Rashi inami, gandamri b'areini mikara. It could be that it's only chal for a millionth of a second. It kicks in and gets destroyed. But the guy said before she made the neder, I want to be like her. So ichal haneder habinazir, habinazir is batul the altar. Forget the 1.4 seconds that I said. Dr. Rush, it could be that it's not even chal long enough for a guy to say anything. Immediately, it's chal falls, gone. It self-destructs. But the person said beforehand, I want to be what she wants to be. And she wants to be a Nazir, she said so. And therefore, he became a Nazir. Even though she self-destructed. But that's hafara. It's not retroactive. We have a gav to be boiled. Okay, period. Now the rush gets into a side issue. Yes, doctor.
I was just going to say, number one, the word you were looking for, Latin phrase, in potentia, which is just potentiality. Number two is, what you're talking about is sort of interesting. The velocity of information, which is an intrinsic concept to Einstein's special theory of relativity. So...
I'm good. Einstein's getting some close here. What am I supposed to say? I have no idea what the Einstein theory of relativity is. I have no idea what velocity of information is. All I know is that once upon a time it took 3 days to get news from Europe, and now you get it in about 4 seconds or less.
That's exactly
what velocity of information is. I got it. Okay. Yes.
You've cited it numerous times over the last 2 decades in terms of the transit of information from China to Eritrea.
Right.
And if you give me a piece of paper and pencil,
agreement. No, it's okay. It's not on my leg. It's not on my bucket list. Yes.
So in this case, a person has either talked to their Dibur for a moment. A moment is a small thing.
No, he doesn't have time for the Dibur to be typhus. He's being typhus before it happens. He's saying, I want to be what she wants to be. So it doesn't have to last more than a shortest period of time. It was there, therefore he became it.
Did you say
there's two pshatim. The first pshat was, it lasted long enough for him to say, I am Mefer.
My question is, that means that, I don't know if in general, but the person makes an edit, does he have his own talk today, Dibur, to withdraw it?
Dibur's going to talk about it later.
Dibur's
going to talk about it later, but it makes no difference. Bottom line, it's there now. Whether he's not withdrawing it. Nobody's withdrawing it here. The husband's nullifying
it. So it gives an opportunity for the second man to withdraw. That's why I'm sorry.
But he didn't.
But if he did,
that's a different. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara's not going to talk about it here. Again, the guy made a netter. It's a netter, unless he withdraws it.
Right.
This guy never withdrew it. So why are we bringing in withdrawal? Can he withdraw it?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about it later. That's not our sugya here. The guy didn't withdraw it.
No, but if I don't ask now.
No, you can ask. I don't get upset at questions. I don't think I ever yelled at a person for asking a question. I mean, the only time I'll tell you is it's not the sugya here, but it's I don't yell at you for asking questions, Adorama. Without asking nobody, no, Adorama, I like all the questions.
There we go.
I don't yell at people for asking questions. That's a show. Everybody have a wonderful